At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone!
Swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 237. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. You know the drill. Find us on YouTube on WEI's channel. Subscribe to WEI there and find the Play Tessie playlist. Hit the thumbs up on all of our videos and find Play Tessie on all of the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm here with Sammy and I'm here with Pat. And man, the Reds, Sammy, on the last show. So we did a show after the first game in the Rays series. And I think the first question on the show was, have you bought into what you're watching yet? And we kind of like, what does the question mean? Because like all of us, I think at the time, and we'll get to Pat, because Pat said something weird before the show, but I didn't let him elaborate on it because I wanted to make sure he said it on the show. But a lot of it was going to be from Sammy. I remember especially, like, he's like, talk to me after the Rays series, because like I don't think I can buy in now. But like if I come back after the Rays series and they win that series, like, who knows? And of course, I said they're gonna sweep that series, and you're gonna have to come on the show and tell me that you've bought in. The Red Sox have won 10 games in a row. Sammy, you're bought in, right? Come on. Come on.
Nah, this team has no, of course I'm bought in, dude. They just won 10 in a row. I'm
He's bought in!
Woo!
He's here
for the first time since 2021. I like a Red Sox team, baby. No, how could you not buy in? I mean, at the very least, I think this is a playoff team. This is a team. At this point, I would be disappointed if they didn't make the playoffs. There was a time a few weeks ago where, you know, I was kind of coping, being like, if they finish with a winning record, set themselves up for 2026, that'll be fine. No. We're past that point. You got to make the playoffs now. 10 in a row? 10 in a row! That's it. I got nothing else to say.
Are they making the playoffs?
I mean, I think so. I think so because the rotation. Look at the rotation right now. It's unbelievable. Garrett Crochet. I'm sure we'll get to each and every one of them, but Crochet, amazing. Bayo, absolute heater. Giolito has been great his last, like 7 starts? Fitz has been good. Bueller's had two serviceable starts back to back. Everyone's pitching well right now. So, and then the bullpen was my worst take of the year. I thought this was going to be a complete disaster. This bullpen, I thought Chapman was an okay reliever, but he's old. I thought Slayton wasn't ready for the spotlight. Weissert, whatever. Okay. But like everyone's performed. There's like not
Sammy
much spin for it at all. Everyone's been good.
Sammy,
everyone.
They've won 10 games in a row, Sammy. Pat.
What?
You're bought in.
I like what I'm seeing.
They're making the playoffs, Pat.
I'm not there yet. You all know, let me explain. Just coincidentally, they were exactly 8 games over .500 at last year's All-Star break.
I know. And I we talked about this last All- I remember the conversation that we had on this exact show last All-Star break when they beat the Royals in that series. And it was, we saw this last year and they fell apart in the second half. And we came up with all these reasons why it wasn't going to happen again. And it did. So Pat, is that what you're hung up on?
Yes. And it has, honestly, it has a lot to do with the opponents after the break. Like last year, it was the Rockies. Like that was when the wheels just totally fell off. They don't have the Rockies. They start with the Dodgers or the Cubs?
Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers.
Okay. So that's 9 right there. And I said it 2 weeks ago. I said it last episode. I'm saying it again. I will give my buy-in verdict after the Dodgers series.
Pat, can I tell you something that might give you a little bit of optimism heading into this 9-game stretch?
Sure.
Okay. And these are games heading into the day. This is a tweet I've got drafted, but I want to update it after the break when they've finished their games heading into the break. But before today, the Cubs in their last 22 games, 10-12. The Phillies in their last 17 games, 7-10. The Dodgers in their last 8 games, 1-7. This is not like they're good teams.
Can I give a take, Gordo? Yes. I have a take. I don't think any of that matters. I think the break wipes everything away.
Like new season.
I'm just saying that this team has won 10 games in a row, and I get it. We saw them last break. It completely stunted their momentum, and like, let's be real. Like, can you expect the Red Sox to win 10 games in a row again after the break? Probably not. But I'm just saying, like, this team has shown that the Rays are a good team, and the Red Sox just had their way with them. They just had their fucking way with them. Mm-hmm. Daddied them all weekend long. And is it crazy to think that the Red Sox could go above 500 in a 9-game stretch against these good teams? I don't think that's crazy. They're going to have downs.
That's a pretty fair bar. Just win 5 out of 9. I mean, so when I say I'm buying into this Red Sox team, I'm saying like, yeah, at this point, you know, the American League is weaker than it's ever been. Legitimately the weakest it's been in my lifetime. And as you guys know, I'm very old. That's part of it. I'm not blown away by this Red Sox team, a great streak they're on and everything. But right now I'm like 55% confident they'll make the playoffs, like a slight lean. You have to be. You can't not think this team at least has a fighting chance. I mean, look who's behind them. Seattle, not very scary. I don't think the Yankees are scary. They're ahead of the Red Sox. I think the Blue Jays are better than the Yankees. Who else is there?
How scared are you of the Blue Jays, Sammy? Because the Blue Jays have been getting a ton of positive talk in the national media space lately, and I get it. They are a good team. I don't think they're going to win this division.
I'm afraid of them head to head. I think they play the Red Sox well. Oh, like them winning the division, maybe, but I don't think they're going to be a 90 win team. I think I said 83. Gordo, you said 84 wins for that team. So yeah, they're like good team, but just look at the roster. It doesn't really, you know, exude confidence if you're a Blue Jays fan. It's good. It's not terrifying. I think they're going to get Santander back soon, and that'll probably be their deadline upgrade, hopefully.
Well, actually, I keep hearing these crazy things that they're going for like these frontline starters. So they'll end up, they'll get a starter. Pat, are the Red Sox, if you had to put money on it today, are the Red Sox going to make the playoffs? There is a right answer to this.
So I looked at the Yankees and I looked at the Mariners schedule after the break. The Yankees' first two series are Braves, Blue Jays. The Mariners' first two series after the break, I forget which order, but it's Astros, Brewers. So they do get like a 6-game leeway. So for 2/3 of that, there's definitely some leeway. I put them at a 51% chance to make
it. So he says yes. He said yes.
So Pat and I are in the same
boat. Let's go.
So we're in the same boat. Pat and I are like Gordo, what's your percentage? Pat said 51. I said 55% chance to make the playoffs. Where are you?
99.999. No.
Shut up.
No. I'm probably at like 55 to 60.
No, give me a number. Give me a number.
55 60? To 60. Okay, I'll give you 60. I'll give you 60.
I
understand that we have walked this road before, but one thing that the roads the last 2 years did not have, 10-game win streaks. They haven't won 10 games in a row since 2018. Pat, what happened in 2018 in October?
The Brewers. The Brewers made it to the NLCS for the first time in a while.
Yeah, they had a tough exit there.
Astros lost the ALCS.
They did.
Yankees lost the
Justin Verlander was on that team.
No, Yankees won the wild card game. They beat the Twins that year.
No, they beat the A's.
A's, that's who it was. It was the A's.
I remember I badly wanted to face the A's, but that was just me being weak. Really, I should have wanted to face the Yankees for what happened. Yeah. So, okay, after the NL and ALCSs, we've covered that. You know, the Astros and the Brewers went down. Who won those two series and then faced off in the World Series?
I can't recall. It was a while back. Yeah. I'm older. My memory is not as good as it used to be. Gordo, who won the 2018 World Series?
All I know is that Christian Vasquez was the catcher, but I know he's now played for three teams. So it's either the Red Sox, the Astros, or the Twins.
Let me speed up the process. The Sox won the World Series, okay? Move on, please.
All right, there we have it. You heard it here first. The Red Sox are the 2018 World Series champions. Congrats.
All right. Wait. No. God, this is my job. So, yeah.
Okay, Gordo, I get what you're saying.
Last time. I'm just saying that, yeah. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series. I'm just saying that the last 2 years, they had momentum going into, or I don't know if they had it 2 years ago, but they were in it at this point. And last year, they had momentum. But this year's team is doing something that those teams did not. And this team also has something that those last two teams did not, which is a front office that truly wants to add and doesn't need to be convinced to add. Like, they would need to be convinced to not add. And I think we're already past that. Like, they're adding.
I would caution you against believing that. We have to see it first. We've thought that before. I have to see them do it. Sammy, I don't know they want to add. Come on. Can't you see them saying, like, we like this team. We're going to get, like, some rental and then sell Chapman for a prospect. And then 2026, we're all in. Come on. That wouldn't surprise me. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
If they traded Aroldis Chapman at this point, I would be surprised. If they tried to sell the fan base on returning guys being the deadline ads, I would be surprised. I would not be surprised if they tried to tell us they had enough offensively, but they are going to get a starting pitcher. They're going to try to get something controllable, but they could end up with a rental and say that we just couldn't get the market, but they're going to add a starting pitcher. I'd be surprised if they didn't add a starting pitcher.
No, nothing would surprise me. We've been through hell with this front office. Nothing would surprise me.
I would be surprised just because of Breslow's conviction in interviews. Normally, it's like, we'll wait and see, like, assess our needs. Like, he's outwardly said, like, ideally, we add an impact starting pitcher, bullpen, so on and so forth. So I would be surprised. I wouldn't say the chance is zero, but I would be surprised if they don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it right there. It's like what the last couple of years, I get what you're saying, Sammy, like don't believe because we haven't seen it the last few years, but the last few years didn't have was a team that invested heavily in the offseason, and both in terms of finances and in terms of prospect capital. Like, they sunk prospects into Crochet. They sunk money into Bregman. This is a team that's in a way that they have not been in since 2018-19.
But can't you see them? Couldn't you foresee them going, we like our group. We think they're going to go far in 2025. But we can't rob Peter to pay Paul, whatever Haim said. The thing about, like, we like this team, but we can't harm the future to supplement them.
Breslow's way of saying that is sacrifice present or future wins for present wins. But he's gone the other way on that this year. He says this year we have to be willing to sacrifice future wins for present wins.
I'm just saying nothing would surprise. I think they're going to buy. I'm just saying if they didn't and we're all disappointed, I think it would be dishonest to say, oh, I'm surprised. I would just be disappointed. Little, like, if I had to guess, I think they'd buy. But again, this is like similar to how I feel about the team making the playoffs. Do I think they'll make the playoffs? Yes, slight lean towards yes. Do I think they'll buy at the deadline? Yes, very slight lean towards yes. I wish I could buy in and just think they're going to, you know, supplement this team because that's what they should do. But how it's a surprise when they do the obvious move. When they didn't send down Marcelo Meyer,
yeah, exactly.
I was
yeah.
surprised. You know, when they extended Garrett Crochet, I was surprised. And maybe that's me being a pessimist, but I'm just on my guard until they give me full reason not to be. And I'm not quite there yet.
Well, let me ask you guys this, and we don't have to go like deep into the rabbit hole. Like, it's just you can just give a straight out answer. What are the odds you think that Jaren Duran gets traded?
Not as high as I once thought. Like, couldn't you just see this team being like, things are going good. We don't want to mess with a good thing.
Duran trade?
They swept the Yankees and traded Rafael Devers.
That's the counter argument. Yeah,
40%. 40%.
That's what I was going to say.
Let's rephrase the question here. Trade any of them, like any of the outfield, the five-man outfield logjam.
Sure. 40. Yeah.
Same. Okay. So 40. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm right around there with you. Like beforehand, I would have said 75% chance they trade someone. I don't 40, think I'm there.
40% chance they trade an outfielder. 90% sure that if they do, it's going to be Duran. Does that make sense?
Agreed.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I agree with that. Fully agree with that. So, okay, we went on the radio over the weekend and we hashed out a lot of stuff. But there are some takes that were said on the radio that we've not said on this podcast. So there are a few things we need to talk about here. And on the lines of the outfield logjam, one of the things that the Sox tried out this weekend on Saturday to try to get all of the outfielders plus Massa in the lineup at the same time. Bregman took the day off. They moved Marcelo to third. They played Rafaela at second base, which allowed them to play Roman in left, Duran in center, Abreu in right, Yoshida DHs, Rafaela plays second. All of them are in the lineup that way. We talked about it before the game. During the game, or now that the game has passed, like I want to say all three of us were against it, against playing Rafaela at second base. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all pretty clearly against it.
With at least my reasoning being, you don't want to change up the routine of a guy who's got a great thing going. The majority of his value comes from his center field defense, and he's just been playing so well. I don't know why you'd want to change that. Not the end of the world that they did it. There was a play that with a hard hit ball that went under his glove that I thought maybe Marcelo could have made, but I don't have doubts about Rafael's ability to play the position. He just started taking ground balls there the day before, so it's not that surprising that a well-hit ball that he had to go to his right to make a tough play, he didn't make it. But yeah, my reasoning, I continue to believe that I continue to hope that they won't play him there moving forward after the break, and it all goes back to that routine, and this is why I hope they trade an outfielder as much as it's going to hurt. But did any of your guys' opinions change after he played the game, held his own, and then hit the home run in the finale?
No, because, well, my opinion changed, but not because of that. I listened to the WEEI broadcast, Cooper Boardman, Will Middlebrooks, great job. They both said they believe that Romy was a little bit dinged up yesterday, and that's why you didn't see him for a few days, just in small samples. So I guess that makes it a little less damning. I still would have just gone, I mean, you could put, actually, no, you kind of pigeonholed into that because Bregman was off that day. Marcelo's playing third. Hamilton's gone. You can't use. Yeah, so I guess I'm fine with it. It's not something I want to see again unless there is an injury, but it sounds like the reason that happened was Romy was not 100% and it was a one-off, maybe a one-off, but yeah, not a big deal. Like we said on radio, I don't love it. Not a big deal. Didn't matter.
You might see it again with Bregman playing. What's his deal going to be? I think it's the first two series they've committed to him playing only two out of three games. So they may do that in those. I don't know. But Pat, is your opinion the same as it was before on the radio?
Yeah, absolutely. I I said it yesterday. There's no reason for him to not be in center field.
That's where his value is. I mean, you saw it today. He got to a ball that he just, that nobody has any business getting anywhere close to. Almost made an incredible catch. Didn't make the incredible catch, but had the awareness to pick the ball up, know that the guy was going to be running for third to get the out there. And because Chandler Simpson was sleepwalking on the bases, like, he saved a run, and it was a big run at the time. Like, I know he obviously he did it. He hits the home run that blows the game open a little bit, but that was a big run at the time that he saved. And it's just, that's what you get from him in center. Like, he's that dude out there.
Dude, really leave it to Sidon to finally not make a diving catch and then somehow make an even better play out of it. He's got to be the Platinum Glove winner. It's got to be him. It's been unbelievable. And the timing of his plays, too, like, it's just so great to watch. I love this Sidon explosion of talent. And
it's crazy.
People are buying in just the timeliness of his hits. The timeliness of his big plays, everything he does, yes, bow down. If you're watching on
I not only YouTube, bow down to Sadon, I bow down to Cezanne.
Yes, the best brother of all time. Cezanne Rafael.
I bow down to you, Cezanne.
Dude, that's what you want. You want a ride or die person in your life, and Cezanne is ride or die for his little brother. I love that, dude. How could you not love that?
You should be at the All-Star game. That there should be hilarious pictures of Sadon and Cezanne together at the All-Star game. And
I kind of like that a few of the Red Sox got snubbed, because it's like fuel for the fire. It's like when Jason Tatum got benched on Team USA. I was like, good, get angry. Take it out on everyone else after.
And Sadon's been crushing it since he got snubbed. Joe?
Question then for you guys, because I think we all had the same reaction to his walk-off on Friday. Did you like the television call from O'Brien? Did you like Fleming's, or did you like the Rays when they just went, wow, Red Sox win?
That's like a meme.
Oh, and then our guy Junior on Spanish radio, Junior Pepin.
Oh my God. That's a meme question, because all of the calls were so good for that moment.
Yeah. Like, Joe, this is like you asking, like, do you want a dry aged tomahawk steak? Do you want Gordon Ramsay to cook? Oh, yeah, or a Gordo shrimp pizza, or do you want Gordon Ramsay to cook you a dinner, or do you want a drink from the most famous bartender of all time? They're all great. I'll take all of them. They're all fantastic.
And as for the Rays call,
Sweeney, bathwater, soap. Add that to the list. That they're all great.
The fucking bathwater. Jesus Christ.
I think I would lean slightly, very slightly, to Dave O'Brien, and that's not a knock on Will, because Will is always great. Dave O'Brien largely stinks, and that was a great.
So, yeah, that's a good point. Like if you,
that was a phenomenal call.
Hold
you
on,
know what it is?
Oh, he killed it, and it's out of here. It's gone.
Pat,
it's like if you get a huge moment from Shohei Ohtani, like obviously you love it. But if like Nate Eaton came up and hit a walk-off grand slam,
Pablo
the
Reyes.
Shock factor, the Pablo, great point, Sammy. The Pablo Reyes walk-off grand slam, the shock factor in there, like, it's unmatched. Like, you expect like Vlad Guerrero Jr. to come through in all these crazy moments. You expect Alex Bregman to hit that walk-off home run. But like when Pablo Reyes comes up and does it, the shock factor is something you can't experience when the star player does it.
So is Dave O'Brien your Pablo Reyes of broadcasters?
Let's hear Fleming's.
One on it, driven high and deep and gone.
Let's go.
Fuck off, homer. Say done. Say good night.
Ooh. Ooh, I like the rhyme. Say dawn, say good night. Ooh.
That's not a rhyme.
That's alliteration, idiot.
Alliteration, excuse me.
He could have rhymed it. He could have said, say Don, say gone. But I think good night works better. I think you save say gone for a big homer that doesn't walk it off.
It's good wordplay either way. Yeah, but also, Hogdale, Great call by Hogdale, friend of the program.
Joe, can you find Hogdale's call? Because that one was God. That might have been the craziest I've seen Hogdale go for a call yet. While he finds that, Pat, you go ahead.
Wait. Yeah, right, really quick. Joe, please give us a heads up ahead of time so we can tell the people in the car to turn down the volume. I can take headphones off. Give us a heads up. Just don't surprise us. That happened on radio yesterday.
Oh, my God.
It was loud.
That was like they played it on the radio and it just, okay. Yeah, warning it. We're playing it now.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, here you go. Buckle up.
Swung on. Lunges in. Whatfield. And out. Shaedon Rafaela. He sets one out of Fenway. This is your moment. This is your breakout. Shaedon. The Sox walk it off. 5-4. Let's go, boys.
Dude, that's you can see his whole body shaking when he's doing that. Shaedon. Oh my God. Isn't it great when everyone's in a good mood and the team is winning?
Like, everything is just so much better. Like, isn't life just so much better right now?
I will say, I am in a better mood when the Red Sox are in a 10-game winning streak. I try not to let it affect me because that used to be a big issue with my personality. So I would, like, they would lose a game to the Orioles in May, and then I'd be in a bad mood for a day, and it was just, I can't do that. I'm trying not to do that anymore now that I'm a veteran of the game, an old man. So yeah, try not to get too high, too low.
You've been a vet. Question: that Rafaela walk off home run, was that the? Because like I think at the midway point of last year, I think we had the moment of the year as Masa Yoshida's game tying home run against the Yankees
with
two outs in the ninth, about to lose, and he hits the home run off Clay Holmes. I'm trying to think, like, does anything rival this for moment of the year? The Narvaez walk off against the Yankees was pretty great, but that was in a tie game.
No, this has to.
Devers walk off was pretty cool.
Also, like, City Connect at home in the middle of the win streak at night too. Like, yeah,
in a win streak and against the team that you're fighting for a wild card spot with. Like, I get it's not the Yankees, but like the Rays are a team that you need to beat if you want to win a wild card, and they're a team that gives you trouble.
Nobody likes playing the Rays. The Rays are always difficult. Even if at their worst, they're still a nightmare. Even when the Red Sox just swept them every game, I was like, God, I hate playing the Rays. The Rays are always difficult. Because you never know when some NPC is going to come out of the bullpen throwing 103 miles an hour, strikes out six batters and six plate appearances. You're like, who is this guy? And they're like, oh, he was pitching in Uzbekistan last year. And they found him on the street. And now he's amazing.
That's what's scary about the Rays, though, is like they're not in a wild card right now, but they're a wild card contender, and they haven't found their version of that guy this year. Like the guy that they had last year that they found stinks now.
Oh, Uceta? I thought it was going to be Montgomery, Mason Montgomery.
I didn't see him at all in the series. Is he hurt or something?
He might be hurt. By the way, how many times have I referenced Uzbekistan on this podcast? It's got to be like three or four times.
You've said Uzbekistan a few times on the show.
Yeah, if you're from Uzbekistan listening, I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult you. I like
our viewership in Uzbekistan is very, very strong.
Shout out to Tashkent, Uzbekistan. It's the capital city, I think. Tashkent.
Mason Montgomery has pitched in 40 games this year, but he's got a 5.74 ERA. But he throws gas, doesn't he?
Yeah, he throws 103 or 4, something crazy. And he's not even a big guy either. So he'll be injured at some point. Sorry.
Okay, I wanna transition us to talking about how this team has played at home, because they're now 32-20 at home this year. And Alex Cora for the last couple of years has talked about we need to be better at home. He said it 2 years ago, we need to play better at home this year. They did not play well at home. I should pull up the record. I think they were like 5 or 6 games under 500 at home each of the last 2 years. But they're I'll get it for you guys, but they're 12 over 500 at home this year. That to me, tailoring a roster to play at home, teaching Seidon Rafaela how to pull the ball in the air, getting Alex Bregman, who not only can do that himself, but help, like Seidon Rafaela I think he told it was Jen McCaffrey. Like, yeah, I attribute everything that's going well for me right now to Bregman. Like, he's teaching Rafaela how to do it. There's like these guys are just they're using Fenway to their advantage, and just that this team has played so well at home. And to me, like, tell me if I'm crazy here, but I like having an environment at Fenway, an environment you can get your fan base excited about that you're gonna come into your ballpark and beat teams, like regardless of who it is, you're going to win those games. You're going to win those series. Like that's important, especially if you want to be a playoff team. Like you have to be able to win those games at home.
Absolutely. We need anything but friendly Fenway. I want Fenway to be a house of horrors for any team coming into Boston. It cannot be a place. And this is what we spoke about on the radio yesterday. For too long, the last few years, teams would come into Fenway, all the guys who haven't been there before, oh, take pictures, Boston's a fun town, Fenway Park, oh, I've seen this place on TV, it's so cool to be here, let's take 2 out of 3 and then go home. That can't happen. You need it to be like 2018, when the Dodgers came in for the World Series and their pitching coach was complaining that the fans were too loud and too disruptive while their pitcher was warming up. It has to be a nightmare for the other team to play at Fenway. That is your advantage as the Boston Red Sox. That is what us, the fans, have to do within reason. Don't do anything crazy. I don't want that. But just be loud, be passionate. That's when Fenway's at its best. And when the Red Sox take advantage and ride the wave like Sedan did the other night, that is the best version of the Boston Red Sox on the field and as a product.
Pat, before you give your take, here are the records the last 3 years. 2023, they were 39-42 at home. Cora went into 2024 saying we got to be better at home this year. That's going to be important. Well, they went 38-43 at home last year. This year, 32-20.
Yeah. And I think that speaks for itself. And Cora said it on Friday after the game. He said that the fans have to make it uncomfortable to play at Fenway again. It has been uncomfortable really since I would say probably like early 22 because you were coming off of 21. But like the crowd, the Yankees series where it was Crochet versus Judge, that was insane. This whole series with the Rays was insane. And it has to keep building. Like it has to be a place where like it's a talking point about how hard to play here. And quite frankly, it hasn't been in years. It's three quarters full. It's not diehards. It's people who are like there to be at Fenway. Now we're getting to the point where the ball is rolling. The team is good. They have momentum. They have a very good chance of going to the playoffs. People are buying in. And it's getting loud. It's getting hectic. And it's like it's playing onto the field. We're now getting to the point where Fairbanks like hangs a cookie because the place is rocking. Sedan hits it out. Like, and that stuff, it just keeps building and building and building. Like, it's not like this all-star break's going to go. They come home and it's going to be like back to the middle. That is unless they go and just completely fall apart before they come back home. But like, this is something that has to be a key point for the next, you know, 3 months. You need to make Fenway uncomfortable, and it has been for about 2 weeks now, and things are looking very, very good.
And the thing is, the fan base in Boston, they're just going to react to what the team gives them. Like, this is a fan base that is starving for playoff baseball, and when they get any sort of sniff of a team that could give it to them, they're going to give you everything they got. Like, that Rafaela walk-off home run, the next day, instant sellout on a Saturday against the Rays. That ballpark was packed to the brim. And what did the team give them? Those fans that said, hey, Sadon Rafaela just got me excited about this team. I'm excited about the Red Sox. I want to spend my Saturday at your ballpark to watch you guys win, root you on. And what did the Red Sox give those fans?
One run.
Complete game shutout, Garrett Crochet. Yes, one run, but a complete game shutout from Garrett Crochet. When you have fans that say, hey, maybe it might be time for me to buy in, and then you give them that, and you showcase your ace on the mound, Garrett Crochet, who is, in my opinion, he should be the Cy Young. This is the Major League Baseball leader in innings pitched. It's the Major League Baseball leader in strikeouts, and he's off of the AL lead in ERA by 0.02. And I know Tarek Skubal, like, yeah, Tarek Skubal is the best pitcher in baseball, but he is tied with Crochet in ERA, and he's behind him in strikeouts and innings. So, yeah, like, let Skubal start the All-Star game. He's obviously incredible. Crochet is not going to pitch in the game. But to me, Crochet is the Cy Young for the AL in the first half. And that game, he was just, I mean, it was three hits, no walks. You could have made the art. Like, I was at the game with Joe, and we were talking about whether we would send Crochet out for the ninth. And it's like, okay, like, if he's above 90, I don't know. Like, maybe just let him rest, get his extra day. You know, he's going to have he's going to pitch on Sunday. So that would be about a week and change, like a week and a day off. So like, let him have that rest, go to Chapman. It's a 1-0 game, but they throw him back out there. And to his credit, he couldn't allow a base runner there, because if you put a guy on base in that ninth inning, they throw Chandler Simpson on the base pass. He's on second. And all of a sudden your life is pretty uncomfortable. So to his credit, 1-2-3 inning, he is just, I mean, he is in the
100 pitches too,
on the dot, 100 pitches. And he is, to me, he is in that upper echelon of the elite of the elite in this game. We didn't know that he was going to be that going into this year. We thought he was going to be an ace. He's more than an ace.
Yeah, agreed. He's everything we wanted and more. He's a strikeout pitcher that's not afraid to pitch to contact, which I think is the most perfect recipe for success that you can get. And about that game yesterday, I joke, oh, they gave you one run. But I like that. I like that the Red Sox can whoop the Rockies 10-3 or whatever, and then come back, hey, our offense just isn't clicking today. The Rays pitching is good. We only got one run. Garrett Crochet goes, one run? More than enough. I got you. Here's nine innings of nothing for the Rays. It's great. They didn't just win 10 games in a row. They won 10 games in a row in a variety of different ways. And I think that is something that you can point to give you hope for this gauntlet they have coming up. So, oh, it feels good to be positive about the no buts today, by the way. We talked about Red Sox are good. Like, they just swept the Rockies. But after this Rays sweep, no buts. we ain't got no butt.
Pat, I have a question for you. Do you think there's anything to, because like Crochet, I mean, they won both games when Crochet faced the Nationals and the Reds.
And they
went out in front huge. And Crochet, like statistically, had two of his worst starts of the year, obviously won the games. And then, so going into the start, it's like, okay, he's come off two kind of ones in a row. Like, let's see what he can do. And obviously puts out his best performance of the year. Do you think there's something to that with him? Like, if you need it to hold this team to zero, because you can only score one run, I'm going to go out there and do that for you.
I don't know. I think it's more the extra day of rest, to be honest with you. I think the extra day of rest goes a long way. But I'm sure, like, he's a ultra competitive guy. Like, I'm sure if there's like added stakes to the game, yeah, it probably, like any other stud, any other superstar, it brings out that little bit better of you. But like, I think the Reds and the Nationals, he had been pitching a lot. He's pitch wise, inning wise, like whatever. And then they just scoring runs. It's weird downtime, like whatever. But no, I think it's more the extra day of rest, but I'm sure, you know, he knows what's at stake with that streak. He knows what's at stake with the wild card hunt, the chase and all that. Yeah, I think it did bring a little bit more out of him.
All right, I want to ask you guys a question because I want to figure out where we think Garrett Crochet is in the echelon of starting pitchers in this game. Garrett Crochet or Max Fried?
Dude, Crochet.
I'm not even going to answer that.
Okay. I'm starting off in a spot.
You know what? It's very symbolic. While Garrett Crochet was throwing his complete game shutout, Max Fried left in like the fourth inning with blisters on his hand. So Crochet.
Okay. Crochet or Jacob DeGrom?
Crochet.
Crochet.
I agree.
Huge margin.
Crochet or Hunter Brown?
Crochet. Crochet.
But Brown is nasty. Brown is nasty.
I agree. But yeah, he's great. I mean, these are the upper air, these are the best pitchers in the sport. Crochet or Logan Webb?
Crochet.
I agree. Let's see. Crochet or, all right, we're gonna get tougher now. Crochet or Zach Wheeler?
For what? For a single game or for a full season?
For a full season.
Wheeler.
I gotta go Wheeler. Wheeler.
I think that's fair. That's fine. Crochet or Paul Skeens?
Skeens.
I think I'm with you on Skeens.
Oh, dude, Skeens is better than Wheeler.
It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Crochet or Tarek Skubal?
Skubal.
Skubal.
Skubal's the best pitcher in the world, in my opinion. He's still the best. I mean,
here, for the rest of these, I'm going to read off some names and just stop me if any of these guys you want to put over Garrett Crochet, okay? Robbie Ray, Framber Valdez, Matthew Boyd, Christopher Sanchez, Freddy Peralta, Carlos Rodon, Joe Ryan, Nathan Eovaldi, Brian Wu, Nick Pivetta, Chris Bubich, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Andrew Abbott, Mackenzie Gore, Spencer Schwellenbach, Sonny Gray, Chris Sale, Seth Lugo, Luis Castillo.
That's it. The only guy, if he were 100% and like not coming off an injury, that I would put in that class is Spencer Strider, but he's still getting back to 100%. So not yet.
He hasn't been that himself. This year. Before the surgery, I agree. Like that was.
He'll be fine. Yeah, just next year. Him and Sandy, like give him a year and they'll be all right, but not now.
Let me see if there's anyone who put up some crazy numbers last year that I want to
get. How about Garrett
Logan
Cole?
Garrett Cole. Logan Gilbert, either of those guys?
No.
I agree.
Cole, dude, I don't want to stand up for Garrett Cole here. I know he's hurt. When he's at his best, he's
I think in the past, I don't think moving forward he's going to be as good as.
But he was
Crochet.
Agreed.
He was unreal last year.
He was good.
But he was pitching with like an elbow dangling by a thread.
All right, I'm going to read you guys a couple of more here. Dylan Cease, Corbin Burns, Cole Reagans. Any? No. Aaron Nola, no. So, yeah, I mean, right there. Okay, let's George Kirby, no.
No.
Hunter Green, he's had a really good year. Like, okay, so there are three pitchers who we were all on board, right? We basically put Crochet on the Mount Rushmore of starting pitchers right there with Tarek Skubal, Paul Skeens, And who am I forgetting? Zach Wheeler. And he says he's going to retire in a couple of years, so he'll be gone. And then
you guys ever seen that? A guy call his retirement like 2 years out? I've never seen
that.
And you know what, Sammy? When he retires on his own accord, teams would want him, but he's going to go out on his own terms.
Congratulations.
I will congratulate Zach Wheeler when that day comes, unless he sucks, in which case I won't. And I'll say sorry about that.
Condolences.
Condolences to Zach. That's not going to happen, though. I'm going to congratulate him. I congratulated David Ortiz, and I also got on my hands and knees and begged him to come back, and he did not.
He could barely walk. He was 40 years old. He could barely walk. You wanted him to keep playing? It's mean.
Did you see that Savant page? I don't care if he can walk. That thing was red as shit.
He emptied the tank. That was it.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That was cool, though. He went out on his own terms, too.
Yeah, and that's why you congratulate him, and you don't have to give Ortiz your condolences.
That was my favorite playtesting conversation ever. Should we congratulate or give condolences to Josh Harrison?
My favorite thing, Sammy, is when MLB Trade Rumors posts this guy is retiring and he hasn't seen the field in years.
Yeah.
And you tag me and say condolences. That makes me so happy every time. Please keep doing
that. I'll keep doing it.
Please keep doing that. Before we get to enough said, any thoughts on the report? Who gave the report of the Padres being relentless on Duran? That was Sean McAdam, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it changes a lot from when we last recorded because indications were they were the most aggressive team. And the only reason that people have doubts that if the Red Sox move him, that he would go anywhere else is just because I don't know if the Padres necessarily line up for a deal here. It could be a three team, but I just don't know if they have what the Red Sox are going to want. They don't have everyone who says, oh, they should go get Michael King or Dylan Cease for Jaren Duran. You're not getting a rental pitcher for Jaren Duran. So we can put that to bed. They don't have that stud controllable starting pitcher that you want to build a deal around with Duran. That's why I loop them in as the third team. But does that report change any of your guys' thoughts?
A little bit, just because it's AJ Preller and he's crazy. He's crazy, and he might be concerned about his job. I don't know the situation over there too well, to be totally honest, but he might be worried about his job and do kind of all right, we'll overpay, give you Leo DeVries, who, if you're not familiar with him, he's a top three prospect in the entire world. So if the Red Sox got him, he'd probably be quickly rerouted for a ace pitcher or something like that. That would be huge for the Red Sox. I don't think that will happen, but that's another thing where if it did, it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world. AJ Preller is he's crazy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Pat, has it changed anything for you?
No, because I think it's been the same two teams for about, you know, a month now. It's been the Phillies and the Padres are the two that pretty much every outlet is reporting that they're pretty strong in terms of interest. The break point were thrown out. There was someone else, I forget who. But no, I mean, it's like Sammy said, it's Preller. So he's always up to something. He's always, I don't want to say stupid move, but he's always willing to make like the bold move. He got to pay whatever the price is for someone that he truly. I mean, he gave Xander Bogaerts over $200 million.
He goes to an extra level.
He's like Dombrowski Jr. He's like little Dombrowski.
That's why like I'm like the Red Sox are so lucky that two of the teams that are going to be in on a guy like Duran are the Padres Preller. And the Phillies. Preller. Like, Preller and Dombrowski. Like this is one of the premier reasons why I don't think the Red Sox are going to get bad value if they trade one of their outfielders is because those two dudes are in on them. But
yeah.
Let's fit in some Nuff Said before we get out of here. I'll go first because mine is just like sending out my best wishes to Hunter Dobbins, who tore his ACL on the base on, was it Friday night's game? That base has taken too many souls on our beloved Red Sox team, and this one sucks. And He's had such a good start to his rookie season, and he's thrown the ball so well, and the Red Sox basically committed to him as a guy in their starting rotation, and to see his season end just like that sucks. And I know he's going to come back and he'll be good, and he'll be good for this team, and he's going to have a good career. So, you know, hopefully this will just be a blip on the radar in the grander scheme of his career, but I know it's got to kill him to not be able to pitch on this team while they make this run. But yeah, I mean, he's been good to us, came on the show, and yeah, we just wishing the best for him moving forward. Hope the recovery goes well and he's back early on in the season next year.
Yeah, well said. Get rid of that first base bag, Red Sox. That's two people it's taken from us.
Sell it in the team store.
Right, the worst. Sell it in like the Yankees team store or something. I don't think any Red Sox fan wants that first base bag. It's
true.
It's negative. It's not good. When Pat put this in our play Tessie group chat yesterday or Saturday, if you're listening on Monday, when Crochet went to go cover the bag on that play that ended up being a play at the plate instead, both of us were like, no, don't touch first base.
Good job, Abe Toro. Don't throw it to first. Throw home.
Yeah. What a play, by the way.
Great play by Toro. We didn't talk Toro about that play on the squad. Great play. No,
Toro been a little bit slumping with the bat. He goes, hey, don't worry. I'll contribute. Here's a great play. Save a run. Game-saving play. All right, my turn?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, Aroldis Chapman. Is he going to be in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done? Because I was just thinking about this today. Closer-wise, it's tough. Here are the closers that are in the Hall of Fame, the relief pitchers. It's Billy Wagner, Mariano Rivera, Lee Smith, Trevor Hoffman, Goose Gossage, Bruce Sutter, Dennis Eckersley, Raleigh Fingers, Hoyt Wilhelm. So not a big list, but Chapman, you guys know he's an 8-time All-Star.
Pat's shaking his head no. I don't think this is a clear cut no at all. I think
give you Chapman's accolades. 8-time All-Star, 2-time World Series winner. He's won the Reliever of the Year award once, the Mariano whatever Reliever of the Year. Career ERA of 2.56, and he has how many saves? 351 and counting. I mean, if he gets, I think Kenley Jansen locked up his Hall of Fame candidacy when he got to 400 or 500, whatever. If Chapman gets to 400,
I think he might. I think the not to like dig up old whatever. Like, I feel like the thing that would keep him out is what happened before he got to the Yankees. Like,
that's exactly, character clause.
Take the character clause.
Yeah. If he gets kept out because of the character clause, fine. I think that's totally fair. But let's say, like, put that aside for a second.
He's going to get in. Pure stats, he's going to get in because he's got so much more to give. Like, he's got what's his ERA right now? 1.18? Do I have that right?
No, dude, it's way higher than that. It's 1.22, dude. He stinks.
Are you sure, Sammy?
No.
There's no way it's that high.
Unless it didn't update. I'm on reference. 1.18. Maybe it is 1.18. Ah, 1.22, it went down.
Do you think this guy sucks or something? Like,
no, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like,
Sammy's like, this guy's ass.
Never mind. That one inning.
With Chapman, when it's all said and done, like, blind resume, yeah, he's a guy who probably gets it. Do not forget that Andrew Jones is not in the Hall of Fame.
That's crazy, though. He should. Andrew
is not. But it's because of the character clause.
Oh, I didn't know Andrew Jones had. You'll have to fill me in later on what that is. I don't know anything about that.
So, anyways, let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure. Anyways, the character clause is like a legit thing. Like, it holds guys out. And for that reason, I don't think he gets in. Yeah, so this is from 2012. Andrew Jones was accused of dragging wife downstairs.
Oh!
Yeah, so he's not in for that reason. Chapman won't get in. Resume-wise, sure.
I mean, Ty Cobb is in. Ty Cobb's a bad dude.
Yeah, well,
Schilling was gonna get in before he told them to not vote him in.
Oh, what a hardo. This
is that was so dumb. Dude just like cost himself a Hall of Fame career by just telling the voters to not vote for him.
When he said that, I wanted to go, shut up, dude. Shut up.
But you didn't say that? You didn't do it?
No, I was alone. There was nobody to say it to.
You could have just said it into the void.
Probably did.
Pat, you have enough said before we get out of here?
Yes. So we are now recording it. It is 6:09 on Sunday night. I am locking in my Red Sox first round pick prediction. I believe it is Gavin Fien, middle infielder, high school.
Well, fine. That is the one that I keep seeing as the most connected to the Sox. So we'll see what happens. By the time this thing drops, we will know if Pat Brown was right.
And I'm watching right now, so when the pick is in, I will tell you.
Did the draft start?
No. Yep. They haven't picked. They haven't picked. Like, the broadcast has started, but nobody's picked yet. Yeah.
Nice. Joe says he has a quick enough set. Joe, what do you got for us?
I do. I need Pat and Sammy to help me out and scold Gordo on yet another senseless pop culture illiterate Gordo here. So, if you don't know the backstory, Masataka Yoshida's walk-up song is You're Welcome, which was sung by The Rock in the Moana Disney animated movie. I'm sitting with Gordo, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. You're Welcome is his walk-up song. And Gordo literally looks at me with a blank stare and is like, what is that? And I said, from the Moana movie. And he's like, oh, Moana?
Mona, of course, yeah. It's Mona.
So I don't know. I haven't known Gordo as long as you two have. But I feel like Moana was so popular when it came out in 2016 that him not knowing is really, really bad. So
I asked everyone. Every single person I asked knew what it was.
Well, so I don't know if I would know it if not for living near my little cousins who are like between 4 and 6 years old, and they love like Moana and Bluey and Paw Patrol and all that stuff. So I'm aware of it because of them, But if I didn't have those little cousins, I don't know if I would ever cross paths with Mona.
With Mona.
Yeah, I'm not saying like, do you know the plot synopsis? I'm just saying, like, have you heard of that song and you know what it is? And
no, Gordo, I don't know
you
the song.
Not knowing that is bad.
No, I've never heard the song and I've never heard the name of the song, Joe. If I have, it's gone in one ear and out the other. So I don't know, but I have heard of Moana.
The Nationals did not take Ethan Holliday.
The Nationals just butchered the first overall pick.
Oh!
You want to tell the people who they picked?
They took Eli Willits, who's like fifth, sixth ranked, over Ethan Holliday, Cade Anderson. Oh, man.
No, that's good. Dude. That's good. That's good. You'll see why. That's good.
The executive burner said that the Nats, he said per sources, Nats are taking Ethan Holliday. We need to hit that guy up.
The good thing is, it's not like they fired their GM a week before the draft or anything.
Oh, my God.
It's not an excuse, dude. Read the draft list. Number one guy, Ethan Holliday, pick him. Done.
No, they're going under slot. Like, they're cheaping out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sox have pretty much
two firsts today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Pat, how bad is Gordo not knowing Moana?
Oh, ridiculous. Because it's one thing to, like, not know movies. That was recent enough where it was like a pop culture, like it was in the news, it was on social media. Like that was like something that like gained steam pretty much everywhere you could have consumed it. And to not be even be remotely aware of it is nuts. You're damn right.
Yeah.
All right.
Gordo, I'm gonna send you that song once we're out of here. I'm gonna send you it so you can listen on repeat.
I need to listen to it for the first time. And by the way, I think it's adorable that Yoshida has a children's movie song as his walk-up song, and it's very fitting. And I'm glad he did that.
I'm getting sick of the Yoshida like tied his shoe. He's so great. Like I like Yoshida, but the way people treat him it's weird.
Just enjoy him, Sammy.
He probably thinks it's weird
of all time.
He's not adorable. He's 32 years old. He's a grown man. No, he's not adorable.
He's adorable. I'm sure he thinks it's very weird, though, what people say. But his adorableness has certainly bought him time to, like, not be that good with the fan base. But hopefully he's had good stretches. Maybe he'll put something together. It probably helps to be on a good team. That's 110 in a row. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 237 of Playtest. So remember to hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast. Rate 5 stars. Find us on WEI's YouTube channel on the Playtesty podcast playlist. Find all of our videos, hit the thumbs up there, and subscribe to WEI on YouTube. Find us on the socials at Playtesty on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it is Gordo here, resident Mona lover Gordo. Thanks for tuning into this one. Peace.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.